Setting the bar stories. We do them every hour, every morning right about this time.
It's an example of what not to do. A situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
For sure. So if you can manage to make it through the day without claiming the snake you shoved in your carry-on as your emotional support pet, you're doing okay.
OMG. Oh, that's not a typical expected emotional support animal. Probably didn't have certification either.
Now, TSA does allow emotional support animals to be on planes. The only animal, however, they say is allowed is a dog that has been trained to help passenger with disability. Otherwise, the animal has to go and in the cargo hold or whatever, you know. So, TSA agents there, they found a 4-foot boa constrictor stuffed in someone's carry-on bag.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. The snake's name was Bartholomew.
Sure, of course.
And the passenger said, well, it's my emotional support snake.
Oh, Barthy. He loves to travel.
Yeah. Yeah. So, they said, no. Can't get on the plane with you because we've all seen the movie Snakes on a Plane, right?
Oh, it didn't end up well, no. I mean, I didn't see it. I just heard.
Didn't end up well. Yeah, so actually, here's the thing. Like, the passenger made it all the way to the plane until TSA finally figured out, oh, wait, hang on a second. They realized the x-ray image of the boa constrictor was actually that of a boa constrictor. Like, they made it through TSA check and then the TSA had to go to the gate, basically go, hey, wait, hang on a second.
Was that really a snake?
Yeah, exactly. Like can we take a look at that again?
It must have been, like, how heavy was that bag?
I know. I was going to say, snakes are not light.
Well, boa constrictors are big.
Right. So, anyways, if you're traveling and you're thinking, you know what, I'm going to take Bartholomew, my pet 4-foot boa constrictor, on as my emotional support.
In a carry-on.
Yeah, you may have to think twice about how you do that.
All right.
All right, so there you go. Setting the bar on 99.7.